Schaefer.
Hey, Kristen.
Have you heard this term mashup?
Yes, the kids use that, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they mash sure up. Do. Oh, yeah, right. The kids nowadays.
We used to call it a mix, but I think the kids decided to call it a mashup.
I think that was back in the day of the cassette tapes,
that's
wasn't
right.
it there?
Yeah. That's correct.
Do you have a favorite mashup? A mixing of two genres, if you will, either in music or in some other pop culture form?
Well, if we're dating ourselves, I might as well say that, you know, I was always a big fan of Walk This Way, Aerosmith, and Run DMC.
That was a very good one.
They broke down the boundaries, literally. Remember the video? They break down the wall
just pounding
between the two
on
studios.
That wall, oh. Pounding on that wall.
Brilliant.
And before
Brilliant.
You know it, they're all just friends.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
You know, I think my favorite mashup was actually this very hard-hitting cop drama on TV, which was also a musical.
Oh, Cop Rock.
Yes.
Yes.
Cop Rock.
Wow.
Stephen Bochco produced it. It was a real series.
I don't think I know anyone else who sat in a chair and watched that series. I really honestly don't. I'm amazed.
Have you ever seen it?
No. And how was it?
Oh, God. If I remember correctly, it was laughably, wonderfully, awfully, just
right.
terrible, awful, wonderful.
That's often, that's often the case with mashups, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm asking you this mashup question for a reason. There is a big mashup movie out this week.
That's right.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask you how you felt about that in just a second, but let me introduce myself first. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer.
All right, Kristen.
Tell me, Cowboys and Aliens, starring Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford, Olivia Wilde.
A very good cast. Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, that's right. Sam Rockwell, Paul Dano.
Uh-huh, yep.
We have an Old West movie. I believe it's taking place in the 1870s.
Mm-hmm. 1875. According to the notes, 1875, although I don't really think there's anything in the film itself that would tell you that.
Yeah, it says it's post-Civil War by a few years mm-hmm. during the movie.
It's in the New Mexico Territory.
And we have your typical Old West town with a saloon, with more men than women.
Right.
Everything's kind of dust colored in the whole town.
It's the town of absolution.
It sure is. And then we have the imminent threat of aliens.
Of aliens. That's right.
It sounds outlandish. What did you think of the movie?
Well, let me preface this by saying that I've had – that I was really concerned and I was not the only one. So were the filmmakers. So was the studio. People were very concerned about the fate of this movie, right? Because a couple things. It was coming at the tail end of summer when we've already seen a million movies like it, or maybe not quite like it, but, you know, we've seen many a superhero movie that's already been out, many an action flick, Transformers, Super 8, blah, blah. And here this one is coming at the very end of a very busy summer. And also, this movie, when trailers were first hitting screens and first hitting the internet, people were laughing at it. There was a New York Times story that brought this up, and it's true. You know, people were snickering at this trailer because they expected with a title like Cowboys and Aliens that it was going to be some kind of spoof. And I'll tell you
were
something.
Were you snickering?
Well, was I snickering? I mean, I just didn't know what to expect, really, and I didn't know if they were going to be able to pull this off. Do you know Steve Odekirk, the
no.
writer? Okay, he's the director of Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. He's one of the writers on this film. And, in fact, this was initially his project. And so there were all these things that pointed to comedy or spoof or perhaps just badness, you know. And I went in, I saw the film, and I really thought it was terrific. I thought it was like a terrific, great Hollywood action entertainment, like boffo rock'em sock'em movie. I really did. I felt like this was one of these rare instances where everyone just came to this project with great the talent and everything just worked out wonderfully. The costumes, the effects, the script, the cast, the directing, the cinematography – it just all came together, and I thought it worked, like, fantastically. How about you?
I can't believe this. I think this is the second week in a row
that we're going,
totally agree with you.
That we're agreeing. Amazing.
I totally agree with you.
On two of the least likely movies, Captain America and now this.
I loved it. Not only did I agree with you about the cinematography, about the casting, about the costumes, all of this stuff, I also just thought it was a great Western.
Yes.
If we look at what makes a Western great, this has all the things that we love about a Western, right? We have the kind of nameless outlaw. We have the search for something that you don't always know what it is. Mm-hmm. You have the long rides down dusty roads. You have the run-ins with the natives.
Yep.
You have a little bit of romance, but not too much, because you don't want that in a Western. No, because a man's a man.
That's right.
And you know what a man does? He just hangs out with other men.
That's right.
That's what a man does.
That's right.
And so as a Western, I thought it was a fantastic movie. And then with the added bonus of aliens.
Right.
What's not to love? And why is it that aliens don't come more often to visit during more, you know, pre-modern times?
Right, because right.
If I was an alien who wanted to completely massacre another civilization, I would choose a time when that civilization had not sophisticated weapons.
Right, right.
Aliens should have come a long time ago.
Yeah, that is true. They as far as we know, they really started coming here right around 1950. Right around the time we got rockets is when we decided that the aliens were coming here. So, yeah, and I think one of the things I like about the movie is that in this kind of subtle way, the aliens are aliens as the people in 1875 might have imagined them. You know, we always imagine aliens, you know, given our current context, right? I mean, in the 50s, they drove these kind of Art Deco rocket ships, right? Now in the 90s and the 2000s, everything's much more streamlined and, you know. But in the 1875, they would have these big ships that look kind of like winged creatures, right? Because there's nothing else that the townsfolk could compare a spaceship to. They would never have seen any kind of plane or anything, right? So these ships look like giant butterflies or giant birds.
They're flying machines.
They're flying machines, right. And I think maybe my absolute one single favorite detail in the film is that the townsfolk, whenever they're snatched up by the aliens, they're lassoed. Yeah, they're lassoed. They're not beamed up. It's a big chain that comes down and lassos them up like a heifer. And I just thought, that's so brilliant that you would do that, because that's exactly it puts you both in this sci-fi realm and in the Western realm, right? I mean, it puts you so firmly in both worlds at once, and it's really vivid and it's really thrilling, I think, to be put in these two weird environments at the same time.
So you say successful mashup.
I say totally successful.
Me
mashup.
Too, totally successful.
Yeah.
But not all mashups are successful.
No, it's a real risk, right? It's a real risk when you do that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
The movie that I thought of when I saw this, as I was telling you earlier, was Predator, which was also just a totally unapologetic, you know, we're going to take a commando Vietnam-style war film and then have it just suddenly turn into a sci-fi movie with a giant alien who's invisible. And it just it works brilliantly. I mean, that movie is like a gonzo classic. And I feel like this movie, you know, could have some of the same mojo.
I need to see this Predator.
You really do.
This year Predator I've heard of. It has one of my former governors and one of your former state's governors.
That's right. Jesse the Body Ventura and also Arnold
Schwarzenegger. Yes,
yep.
Our former governors.
That's right. But you're right. It is a risk when you take these two different movie types and you mix them together, it doesn't always work.
Yeah, every once in a while the mashup works. You were saying to me earlier that you liked Brick, for example, because it's simultaneously a film noir movie and a high school kind of coming of age drama. Then there's all sorts of mashups that have happened over the years. I guess you could say even like a lot of the musical things like Rocky Horror.
Sure.
Are mashups, but
yeah.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people were really scared of cowboys and aliens, but I'm one of the few who loved the trailer from the get-go.
Oh, is that right?
I was looking forward to it. I thought, this is going to be a great movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Look at that Daniel Craig on that horse with those aliens.
Well, Daniel Craig does look really good in the film, right?
I mean, he looks great. He's the cowboy character you want to be fighting aliens.
He totally is. He's nice and sunbaked and craggy, and he's got that great little hat, which he never loses, by the way. Through the entire film, he never loses that hat.
And he's got those very tight trousers.
Yes,
not that I'm into that,
does.
But I
no.
guess maybe I'm a little bit.
No.
I don't know. I'm
sure
not.
You're not into that, Kristen. Yeah, no, that's the great thing. I remember looking at Daniel Craig, and I was thinking, okay, so he just you know, he basically just traded his suit for some cotton and some chaps, right? He traded his James Bond suit for a pair of leather chaps, and he looks fantastic. You know, you got to give that to Daniel Craig for sure.
Yeah, he totally looks the part.
And Harrison Ford, I also thought it was really nice seeing Harrison Ford back in kind of. It was nice to see him back in this kind of role. In this guy, I hate to be the sort of a typecaster, but it's good to see him in the kind of Indiana Jones Han Solo role. Because I feel like for the last few years, he's done these sort of soft dramas, The Extraordinary Measures and Crossing Over. He's done these sort of lackluster, kind of soft-bellied movies. And then he's back as the Harrison Ford that you know and love, punching out Daniel Craig and taking a punch, you know. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Torturing innocent people.
That guy was a cattle thief. He wasn't innocent.
So I think we agree.
We do agree.
The movie... The Cowboys and the Aliens movie, it's a good movie date.
I think it's a great movie date. And I do think if you're taking a girl, I think a girl would like the movie, right?
I mean, I like the movie.
I don't think it's just – I know. But you're a strange girl, Kristen. You're strange for a girl. You like a lot of strange things that I think most girls don't like. Do you think your average chick on a date would dig the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think anyone is going to say that this is a good movie date.
Kristen, what's happening to us? We liked Captain America and we liked Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, just watch out. There's much more to come this summer. The summer's not over yet, Reefer.
Let's go to Comic-Con next year.
Oh, God.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.